It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The government says prices are rising a little. What does that mean for the economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, are we experiencing inflation, deflation, stagflation, or something else? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up this morning. The Dow up 65 points at 11,471. The NASDAQ up 0.5%. The S&P 500 up 0.9%. The government said this morning that companies paid more for goods last month. The so-called producer price index rose 0.2% last month, 0.4% if you exclude food and energy prices. And that's where we'll start this morning with Richard DeKayser, an economist with the Parthenon Group. He's with us live from Boston. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Well, 0.4%. So that means, I guess, my widget company is paying 4 cents more on a $10 purchase. Doesn't seem like a very big deal.
Well, it's not. The problem is we've seen it for a couple months in a row. Now, that doesn't make a trend exactly yet, but it certainly does throw a little bit of water on concerns about prices actually declining. This is very modest inflation. Unfortunately, it hasn't shown up yet at the retail level in any meaningful way. So it's catching our attention, but not ringing any alarm bells.
And when you say prices declining, you're talking about deflation. Does that mean that that concern is off the table for now?
I wouldn't say it's off the table. I'll say it's been diminished. You know, the usually, a high unemployment, we've got 9+% unemployment today, is the sort of thing that ensures or runs the risk of deflation. So as long as we're running with this tremendous slack in the labor market, that risk is out there. But it's not acute at this time.
And what about stagflation, Richard? A stagnating economy and some inflation. Is that what we're experiencing?
Not yet. That's the worst of both worlds. And there is concern. Most critics of the Federal Reserve really are pushing this argument, worried that we'll have an economy that's soft, but all of this money that the Federal Reserve has been pushing into the economy is going to show up inflation. We get slow growth, high inflation. Again, the markets don't see that. If you look at indicators of inflation, they're basically telling us the next 10 years will look like the last 10 years, 2.5%, same old, same old.
Richard DeKayser, economist with the Parthenon Group, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
Well, now to Europe, where banks and stock exchanges aren't so happy with yesterday's proposal from the French and German leaders to impose a new tax on financial transactions. That's part of the latest plan to solve the European debt crisis by moving towards a more united Europe. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Germany and France are planning what they call an economic government for the 17 countries in the Eurozone. The 17 leaders would meet at least twice a year and try to coordinate their economies and public spending plans. But Steve Barrow of Standard Bank says investors are dismissing this as little more than hot air.
We've heard all this sort of thing before from Eurozone leaders about closer integration, cooperation. It's not worked in the past, and I don't think it will work now.
He says investors want the Eurozone to show them the money. They want to know that richer countries like Germany will put more hard cash into the fund to bail out the likes of Spain and Italy. But that's unpopular with the German public. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. By LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Well, let's continue now with our special coverage, The Breakdown, Our Economy One Step at a Time. We're going to look now at how ordinary Americans have been responding to all the market mayhem when it comes to their investment portfolios. David Lazarus is consumer columnist at the LA Times, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, David, did individual investors learn anything from the last crisis in which many of them lost a lot of money?
I'd say yeah, but the evidence is still anecdotal. There really isn't a lot of evidence that the little guy sold a lot of stocks as we had this roller coaster ride of the stock market, meaning that buy and hold, which some had been saying was completely passe, isn't so passe after all. So I think we got a real sense that the little guy learned that when the market goes completely topsy-turvy, you hit the sidelines and wait it out.
But how are you supposed to wait it out when you're sitting there, maybe you're 2 years away from retirement, and you're watching the market go down, 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 or up and down? What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, that's the real test, actually. And my advice to people is just take some Dramamine and deal with it, because you can't win that game. And we live in an age where there are supercomputers trading within milliseconds. You have to just sit back and let them do their thing when the market is having these wild gyrations. When the market is fed by emotion, pure and simple, you have to learn how to keep your emotions under control. So rather than being Captain Kirk, you want to be Mr. Spock.
Well, have people pulled away from the market in a big way? Have people decided that they're just not going to play the game at all because the only people making any money are these high-frequency traders, as you say?
I think they understand that. But at the same time, with the Fed keeping interest rates at near zero in perpetuity,
yeah,
I think a lot of people understand that if you want to make any money, they have to have some skin in the game, meaning that their 401k or their 529 education plan or something is going to be exposed to stocks in one way or another. And what that means for the little guy is you've got to know your risk tolerance and you've got to have a portfolio that can withstand anything the market is going to throw at you.
David, have you been keeping calm through all of this with your own retirement fund, or have you been taking Dramamine and getting out of the room?
Dramamine, yes, and I also haven't been looking. I find I sleep better at night when I don't go online and don't look at what my funds are doing on any given day.
Probably the best advice we've heard all day. LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And finally, according to the largest pet insurance company in the UK, plastic surgery claims have gone up 25% over the last 3 years for pets. In fairness, most of it is medical, not cosmetic. But some dogs have undergone chin lifts to curb excessive drooling and facelifts to help with eyelids that droop too much.
You know what? I'm happy.
If Droopy's happy, then I'm happy too. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Small businesses create most of the new jobs in this country. Lose them, too, when they go under. So how to know a business is going to stick?
If a business owner shows that, yes, not only did I pay myself, but I paid a couple of other employees, you are really destined for success.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the business side of the economy. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.